Experts say that Arizona is among the most vulnerable states when it comes to global warming. Rising temperatures and shrinking water supplies have renewed concern about how much longer southern Arizona can support its ever-growing population. Next, Claudine LaMonaco tells us about one couple who think that a possible solution might be found in our garbage heaps.
When residents in this serene, saguaro-studded neighborhood southwest of Tucson first saw what was piling up on a vacant lot nearby, they got concerned. Some even called the city to complain about illegal dumping. But that's not what was going on at all.
Good morning and welcome to my ship. My name's James Wilson. I'm retired. Semi-contractor trying to build a house out of tires.
Wilson is a 74-year-old retired airplane mechanic and Vietnam vet. He's building what will be the very first Earthship in southern Arizona. Earthships were dreamt up in the 1970s by New Mexico architect Michael Reynolds and have since been built all over the world. Essentially, they're homes built out of natural and recycled materials and designed to be self-sufficient. They provide their own electricity, heat, cooling, water, and sewage treatment. The walls are made of earth-filled tires stacked like bricks. Today, Wilson and his five-person crew are using what looks like an electric sledgehammer to pound dirt into tires for the walls of the home's garage.
How is it between tires?
That was it right there.
Is it good?
Yeah, about a quarter of an inch.
In all, the house will use 2,500 tires, tires that otherwise would have ended up in a landfill. Wilson said he spent years searching for a way to build an earth-friendly house that would let him live off the grid when he heard about Earthships.
Our landfills are getting overcrowded, and if we could get everyone to build houses out of tires, all the landfill would disappear.
He learned the basics of Earthship construction at a workshop with Michael Reynolds in New Mexico. The homes get their name in part because they are built into the earth. Three sides of this house will be built into a hillside where lower temperatures will cool the house in the summer. Wall-to-ceiling windows on the southern side will warm the house in the winter through passive solar. When done, the garage roof will sport $35,000 worth of solar panels to generate electricity. All told, Earthships cost about the same to build as traditional homes, but have zero utility bills. Large cisterns will collect rainwater, though this house will also be connected to the county lines.
Aren't we supposed to have, like, 6 months?
That was a nod to Wilson's wife, Elizabeth, who wanted
so
a backup system.
The solar panels are supposed to be right in the board.
Elizabeth didn't know what to think when James first told her they were going to live in a house made of tires, glass bottles, and aluminum cans.
I kind of gave him that, you know, that husband-wife look, like, you know, you've got to be kidding me. I think you're crazy, but go for it, because it's not the first unusual idea he's come up with.
She was convinced when they finally traveled to New Mexico to stay in one and found how comfortable it was and how beautiful they looked. When done, the tires are covered with adobe.
Once they're finished, they just look like regular houses. If you didn't see it during construction, you'd never know they were made out of tires.
Wilson hopes they can move into the house this summer, but he isn't just building a house. He wants to build a movement.
I would like to build a community of them, really.
To get the word out, he turned to Jude Ockenfels, a designer he originally contacted to do some technical drawings for him. When she first learned about the project, she thought,
that is just brilliant. It's brilliant to use tires for the thermal mass concept, not to mention to save a landfill or two.
She signed on as a media consultant and volunteer. She set up a website, arizonaearthship.com, where you can chart the Wilson's progress and sign up as an intern to learn how to build your own Earthship. Last week, one woman flew all the way out from Ohio to work on the house. At the invitation of local teachers who heard about the project, Ockenfels also started giving presentations to school kids.
Every one of them was raising their hands, wanting to ask questions about this house, and they're fascinated with the whole concept of recycle, reuse. Those kids are our future as far as environmental consciousness.
Building an Earthship hasn't been easy. Banks won't loan money for houses like this, so Wilson had to save up the $200,000 he figures it'll cost to build it. And today, his crew is unloading the latest batch of tires off his truck. But at first, it was hard to convince anyone to let him have their used tires.
I went to several of the tire companies, And they were afraid that I was going to try to start a used tire business or something and sell them, and they didn't want to give them to me.
But the biggest nightmare has been getting the house permitted. It took 3 years. Pima County turned the designs down several times because they'd never seen anything like it. Finally, Earthship designer Michael Reynolds and Wilson's engineer had to sit down and write Pima County an Earthship code. It also helped that midway through the process, Pima County started a green building division to encourage environmental sustainability. Pima County Plans Examiner Rick Hicks said the code should make all the difference in expediting future plans.
Because there is interest. A couple of other people have called and asked, you know, if I do you understand what an earthship is? And if I build one, what kind of problems am I going to have? So, and we've been able to say not as many as the pioneers, the Wilsons, so.
Bob Lanning is a Tucson residential architect known for using adobe brick and other green materials. He's thrilled an earthship has finally landed in Pima County.
I think all of the explorers or the experimenters that are out there looking for alternatives are to be saluted, because I think that we gain collective wisdom by everybody's trials and errors, and it can't but help promoting us collectively towards a path of how we can better build and create a sustainable place.
Lanning says that alternative building materials generally take more time and money in the short run, and that prevents more people from building something like an earthship. But he says energy savings bring the cost down over time. He says the changing cost of supplies might also bring the price down. In Tucson, the current trend of wood frame and stucco has only been in vogue since the mid-80s. If wood became scarce or prohibitively expensive, builders will start looking for something else. Like, for example, perhaps tires. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Claudine LaMonaco.